And we're live.
Welcome to the Bartels Token Talk. Yeah. I'm your host, Riley Bartels.
Welcome to Bartels Token Talk. Today we have Aiden Jones, one of my really good friends, and Dylan Baker, one of my other really good friends.
I saluted and there's no one that's seen me salute.
So yeah, this is going to be the first podcast because the last one was just a test run. And yeah. So, how was your guys' day?
Pitiful.
What happened?
I've really made this bad habit this week of sleeping in till like 12:30 every day.
I've noticed that.
Every day. I've lost like three streaks from two.
You know, I'm just saying I'm always up before you.
Yeah, that's something.
I'm up before you. I'm up before Aiden. I'm up at like 9 o'clock every day.
Oh, that's what time I'm up.
Yeah. Or like 8:39.
I know.
I'm more like 9.
What time do you go to sleep then? I go to sleep at 3 now.
3?
Yeah.
You always say you're going to bed. You always bitch.
Why go to bed at like midnight? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, I don't have anything to do. And I'm like, I work at like 1 or 2, so I can sleep until noon.
I mean, there are people that like change their sleep cycle around work.
Uh-huh.
It could be one of them.
You guys want to start a topic?
Well, you know, usually we just like talk and like it leads to like big topics.
Big topics. What's going on right now in the world?
I found something out today.
What?
I was looking through Snapchat stories, and it's like what kids are doing to get jewel pods now.
Oh, no.
Guess what? Guess where they're getting them from.
Where?
Just guess.
Grandparents.
eBay.
eBay?
Yeah.
You can buy pods off
You can buy pods, you can buy jewels, you can buy vape juice, and they don't like regulate your age.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
eBay's
going
to get big.
I mean, I wouldn't like...
And there's like there's some other ones.
I guess
no, you shouldn't be smoking the Juul until you're 18. All right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I mean,
I'm not gonna lie. I started sooner.
We started like sophomore year.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
My mom's vape pen.
Okay. Start it sooner. Test it out. Test the waters of it. But don't do it.
See, I feel like once you start...
It's like a vicious water...
Because
Aiden started with his mom vape pen, but he didn't tell anyone about it.
I had it once, and I just remember it being really hot. I didn't like it.
And then once I bought Colin's vape is when then you guys actually got into it.
Dude, we were hardcore vaping, dick though for like 6 months. How safe were we?
Were we not pimping?
Dude, yeah, no, we were. We were pimping at Trinity.
Yeah,
but like,
we can shit talk our school now and not get in trouble.
How could you guys describe your last 4 years at Trinity?
It was kind of like a wave. You got the beginning, and then it curves up to about sophomore into junior year, and then just crashes down. Senior year was good though. It wasn't as the peak as junior year.
My
sophomore, junior, dude, we were
lit.
Oh my god,
I miss those days so much.
I think it's just because
just thinking about it, just makes you want
to kill
myself.
It was senior year, like it was numb to us at that point.
Yeah,
you know, nothing was new anymore.
Yeah,
but we still loved it though.
Yeah,
realize how excited we'd like fucking pump car rides and like.
Dude, no, I miss the late night car rides.
Oh, me too.
Those were fun.
Jamming out.
The time we hotboxed Dylan's car.
Yeah. Token in the
main one where we had the mods.
Mm-hmm.
And like we I'm surprised they didn't fucking
Zach
explode.
And Alex did that once. Remember that?
What?
When we hung out with Zach and Alex that one night.
Mm-hmm.
They hotboxed my car.
Yeah, that was so funny.
2008.
You're like, guys, I can't see.
No, that was with you and me.
Was
that
it?
Time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then we went back to Aiden's house and opened the doors. It was like a big old fire, like a smoke cloud.
It did. It looked like a...
It was crazy.
Like, man, I miss those days so much.
No,
I would do anything to go back.
It was so much simpler. So much simpler.
I literally hated this year just because I didn't get to hang out with you guys. Like,
same.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, I hated the end of my year.
Well, yeah.
The fucking last 3 months.
I mean, dude, honestly, senior year, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, It was just boring. Like, nothing really happened.
It was no.
It was like just like go to school, go home, sleep, work. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like doing life, and I don't
want to
do life yet.
No, it sucks so much for me too because I'd go to school all day, work 5 hours, and then go to bed, and I wouldn't have time to talk to anybody or anything. I'd be too tired to do anything.
I know.
It sucked. But
it sucked for me too because I quit jeweling at that point in time.
Yeah,
that was a rough couple weeks.
I'm thinking about quitting, but I'm gonna get my wisdom teeth taken out soon.
And then imagine Token with the medicine you'll be on. You'll be in another universe. Like, goddamn.
Are you guys excited for the future?
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about it, but yeah.
I'm really nervous.
I'm really nervous too.
You guys want to hear the revelation I've had this past 2 weeks? So I know that Ape, like you, and you hate it here. You hate it here. Like, yeah, there's nothing here and everything. And I'm starting to see that now.
Are you?
I really am.
Yeah.
I'm like hardcore.
There's
like,
absolutely
like,
nothing.
You go down Tipton.
Well, we got
That's
restaurants,
it.
Gas stations. Yeah.
That's
I,
it.
I don't like Seymour.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just like,
I like Seymour.
Like, living on the outskirts of Indy, like Greenwood. Just living in Greenwood, or even freaking Columbus would be much better.
Where just where you have shit to do, you know? Just like a nice calm Sunday.
See, but like, you'd move there. You'd do everything in 1 year. The next you'd be like, shit, there's nothing to do here.
No. It's nice to know that you have those options there. You know?
I mean, you can always just go to like, Columbus for a day.
go visit the
Columbus Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, they have a. they have like that brand new playground there. They have the kids commons, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big giant toilet. Cool shit, man.
Cool shit.
Columbus is ramping up. There's a lot of cool stuff at it.
Yeah.
My point though. Is that there's no one to meet here. Like, nobody. You have your set friends that you had from high school, and that's the people you hang out with until you get married.
I just want to meet more people. Like, I love you guys to death. Like,
I've met enough people in my lifetime already. I told that to Marla when I went to my, what's it called, the orientation. She's like, did you meet any new friends? I'm like, Marla, I have enough friends. I'm good.
Dude, the most people in my orientation was just old moms.
Dude, the kids this one were so fucking weird. Let me tell you a story. So, at the very beginning, we did an icebreaker. Did you meet O? Oh, well, O made us do an icebreaker. And it was called Link, where you tell, like, your name, what you're studying, and a fact about you. And the next person has to have the same fact in common with you.
They have to?
Yeah. Or like someone else goes up and links.
Okay.
They're like very basic facts. And there's one guy. He had like long hair. He talked like this, dude. his name was Jared. And he goes up there. He's like, my name's Jared. I'm going for space. No, for aviation.
Space. You're going to Ivy Tech for space. There's something wrong there.
No, the other for aviation. He goes, I mean, I don't have anything cool, but I mean, I work at Kroger's, man.
Do you ever need to hook up
over Kroger's? And then later on, we did another icebreaker where you do the rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And it was the one where you do it. If you lose, you have to, like, hold on to the person behind you, and then you end up having two people.
Just one, like, two big lines.
Yeah, two big lines. It was this other girl, and guess who the guy was? Fucking Jared.
Fucking
and there's probably, like, 15 people in each line. And the other line's, like, going crazy for this girl. I don't remember her name. And then my line, like, no one's doing anything, so I'm like, ooh, go Jared. And then Jared ends up winning. And he goes, woo!
Jared!
Oh, he's
I bet Jared's big pippin' now. Dude, I bet you he got like six girl Snapchats from under that game of rock, paper, scissors.
Dude, you don't want any of the girls that were there.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
I was going to ask you that. Was there like any
good looking girls who go to that
I mean, like there's a few, but they're weird though. I don't know. There's one girl. There's two girls. One girl goes up there. She's like, yeah, I raced cars, like dirt track. And then this other girl goes up there. She's like, yeah, I raced dirt trucks. Like voice cracking everything. And the girl next to her goes, oh, really, man? That's so cool.
Dirt cars and dirt trucks. What's the difference?
One's a track. One's a truck.
One's not a truck.
What was it like at yours, Aiden?
It was really stupid, actually. Did you meet with your advisors and everything? No. Well, we met with the advisors to like set up our class.
Oh, I already did that before.
Yeah, it was like a two-in-one thing. Mm. So my advisor's like, I can't tell if she like just thinks I'm retarded. like some of the questions she asks and I answer them, and then she stares at me for like 3 seconds. She's like, okay. And then whenever she thinks it's a bad choice for me to do, what she'll do is I'll be like, so I think I'm going to take this class. And she was like, it's a good class, but I think you should do this instead. I was like, all right, sign me up for whatever's easier. Okay. I got a little told her that. And she was like, okay. And I got done with that, it was so awkward saying the goodbye. I was like, all right, bye, have a good night. And she was like, it's day. I was like, it's 6 o'clock, lady.
It's 6 o'clock. Like, it's gonna be night like 3 hours.
Yeah. And she was like, oh yeah. Okay. Alright. I was like, okay.
It sounds like she hates
her job. And so I walked out and I was like, have a good night. And she was like, you too.
Did she probably just want to go home?
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude.
But for my orientation, like the fact thingy. I went up. My fact was I never watched Game of Thrones. And there was like 6 people that hadn't done that. Mm-hmm. It was pretty amazing.
That's disappointing. What's more disappointing? Okay, so I watched, I forget how many seasons it has, but I watched last year during Christmas break. I did nothing but watch Game of Thrones for 2 weeks straight.
How was that?
And I came out of my upstairs. I had like a full beard, long hair, looked like a shipwreck somewhere. Like, what happened to you? I watched Game of Thrones.
Like all of it?
Yeah, I watched all of it. And some people are like, I got done within like 3 days. Or like, dude, it took me 2 weeks. It took me a while.
Sounds like you were slacking.
I don't know what I was doing. I think I would end an episode, and then I'd spend like a couple minutes thinking about it. I was like, oh my god.
That's a couple minutes add up, man. Let me tell you.
What's your guys' favorite music artist right now?
Favorite? You go first.
I like, my music tastes switch all the time, especially between different bands, all the time.
Dude, right now, honestly, I'm like in a throwback stage, like where I'm just listening to, all my old songs.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm in one of those right now. It's pretty good, like all Black Bear, like all those, all that good shit.
Well,
I've been listening to more podcasts and music here recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh damn, they're really turning into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just smoked a cigar when I saw my son's fishing. I'm doing a podcast. Mm-hmm.
So you guys know Chase Atlantic, right?
Yeah.
Dude, so I found more of his songs, and they are so
that cool. One good song, Triggered, is really good.
Triggered is really
I
good.
Haven't listened to any of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen to
so
that.
Good.
I guess the I've been really listening to two bands right now, like hardcore. So, I the Mighty, which you guys know about I the Mighty, because I've shown you their songs. I don't know what happened. Peace. And then Issues. Issues is a good band. They released a new song called Tapping Out a couple of days ago. Would be like a week now, I guess. But super good song. I love it.
Dylan, you have to answer this. Who is your guys' favorite rapper?
Probably Whit Lowry.
I knew you were going to say that.
I love Whit Lowry. Just because he doesn't... He's not like your rappers that are, like, going up there flexing, like, I got bitches, I got hoes, I got all these stacks of dough. You know, like... I don't know. That type of music is just, like, boring to me.
Also, I got into this new rapper. It's called Lil Homeless.
Lil Homeless is so good.
You should hear... Dylan, pull up the lyrics that Lil Homeless wrote the other night.
Almost...
Here, I'll wrap them.
Yeah, you'll read them.
Yeah. Aiden, you're going to like these.
All right.
For those of you listening, my rap, I'm actually a little homeless. So, and here's a little rap I came up with. You ready for a second?
I'm always ready.
Bitches, you ain't nothing but a nut stash. So why don't you come up here and lick my mustache? Bitch, turn around and shake that fat ass. While I make it rain this cash, I got so many hoes, it be looking like a pumpkin patch. Bitch, you be looking like a cabbage patch. Watch me while I scratch my ass. Word.
Word.
Dude, when I was telling Dylan to write that down more early, she was like, what the
fuck? I was cracking up.
My field's being ready, dude. Dude, like, once when I got back in Clash of Clans... Because when I first played it, I hated it. I was like, this game's so grindy because you're a little kid. You just want everything to happen. Like, girl, you don't want to have patience for it, you know?
Yeah.
So now that, like, I guess I'm older, I look at it. I'm like, dang, this is actually pretty fun.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it.
You don't really have to be on it all the time.
It's something I can do on the side. I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, I think I might win this one.
So, guys... What's something that pisses you off?
It takes a lot for someone. I guess
or like one topic that's pissing you off right now.
One topic. Like that. Just like that's going on in the world right now. I don't know. I guess. All the topics about, like, how people, like, just, like, when people whine about stuff like that aren't even relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they make it such a big deal that it gets in the news. And it's, like, why would you ever put that shit in the news?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like.
And it's pointless and they're just, like, possessing our society and, like, making them believe all the shit they say.
Especially the stuff that's going on with Steven Crowder right now.
Oh, dude, the apocalypse, the second coming.
I'm so mad about that. I'm just glad that they didn't take him off.
Did you hear that one of his friends got banned? Like, the one dude that called for it? And then he started crying that he was a good guy, you shouldn't have taken his channel down, blah, 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 blah.
Who?
The one guy that, the Fuse or whatever his name is. No, what's the guy that did not like Steven Crowder? Jesus.
Jesus, what was that? Jesus. The guy that, like, reported him?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was the guy that owns Vox.
Yeah, Vox. That dude. Yeah. There was some other guy that Vox was friends with on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, his YouTube channel got taken down. And then Vox is like, you shouldn't be doing that.
it's so dumb. It's so dumb. All Steven Crowder said was about something about a lispy queer. Like, he was making a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, like stuff like that. And, like, I know it's offensive, but, like, you really got to make it that big
deal. And do you have to ruin someone's life because of it?
Yeah, like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm sure, like, even Marley does. Like, she makes jokes in front of my face, but I'm like, you know, it's just a joke. So, like, yeah. She means it.
I know, dude. There's a bunch of pussies in the world.
Yeah, like. It's just sad. Yeah. I'm just glad that they didn't take his channel down. But his channel right now...
It's demonetized.
It's demonetized completely. He's not making any ads. But he has his Mug Club, which supports him.
Mm-hmm.
So, all you listeners out there, go subscribe to Mug Club. Steven Crowder.
Because
he deserves it, really.
Damn right.
He's a good guy. Like, I mean, he has this reputation of being an asshole. And like,
but he's really not.
But he's not. If you listen... If you fully, like, listen to a full live stream that he does, or even just his new video that he uploaded about the Vox apocalypse. ups.
Yeah, like he's being straight up about it.
He's like, I don't want no one to dox Vox or anything like that. If they do, I'll have my research team find them and then report them.
Yeah.
Like, and he's saying this to the guy that that tried to destroy him.
Yeah. You got to fight hate with love, man.
Steven Crowder's a good guy. I don't care
you
what
know,
people say.
You know, I love Steven Crowder, though. He's a good guy. I used to watch his videos a lot. I haven't heard recently.
Yeah. He doesn't deserve what's happening.
I went down the rabbit hole, YouTube rabbit hole. I was watching a bunch of things on Area 51.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit just like out there.
Yeah, I know it is. It sure is. But like, it wasn't like conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like people like exploring Area 51, like the outskirts of it.
Oh, yeah. And then
the camo man.
And then they're like the people that come up and stop them. And like, dude, you're in a private military zone. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Like, they're hiding something. No, you're in a military base. If I were to go right now to Camp Atterbury and walk around the outskirts of Camp Atterbury, I'd probably get shot.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so stupid. I find it funny how people, like, worry about certain things. Oh, my God.
Everyone, like, worries about things differently.
Yeah.
Or, like, they all have their own way of, like, coping with things.
Yeah. But, like, people are all obsessed about conspiracy theories, and then people are worried about politics. Then there's other people that are all worried about religion, and there's other people that are worried all about mm-hmm. sports. Like, I just find it kind of interesting how people, like, navigate to one thing.
Yeah.
And then make it their life. About. Yeah.
It's
you know?
Sad, too.
I know. I just find it interesting. I like the mug.
Can I leave my backpack up here?
No, it's downstairs, bud.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I just find it very interesting how people just navigate to
one thing.
One specific thing they invest their whole life in.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Like
religion, politics. Fine, you're good. It's like shit like that.
You know, one thing that I've been watching a lot of is, not watching, but like watching highlights of is Curse of Oak Island. Dude, those guys aren't going to find anything. They're going to pour millions of dollars
into
an island. And not
no,
find
dude,
shit.
Like it, I don't even like that show, but I find it very interesting.
I mean, it's interesting. I hope they find something.
Oh,
that'd
I do
be
too.
Dope.
Well, they have found stuff.
But like actual treasure.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It could be gone. It could just be empty caverns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like someone could have... They could have stored stuff there at one point in time, but there's nothing there now, but like...
I remember one episode that they hired this metal detector guy to go metal detect the island, and he found like a bunch of British like buttons and
mm-hmm.
stuff. I was like, oh, that's
yeah, they found that. They found a dagger from don't quote me on this, but like a... From the Romans,
mm-hmm.
like a really old dagger. They found all types of different coins.
Yeah.
They dug down in one area, and they found like a old cast iron bracket, like 300 feet in the ground where it shouldn't be.
It was burnt.
But like, I don't know. I just find it interesting how they find stuff. And like, I don't think they fake it.
I mean, I don't know if they fake it or not.
I mean, they could be faking some parts of it.
They definitely over-dramatize it.
That's 21st century
that's
TV.
That's how you have to make money.
Yeah. But you got to think, they're also making money from the TV show, so they're not going to waste all their money.
Yeah. But, they have...
They own oil.
Yeah. They own
refineries.
If anyone's going to find something on the island, it's definitely going to be those guys.
Oh, yeah.
But
like for like two or three of the seasons, they were just like taking safety precautions, figuring out everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like two or three of the seasons, they were just doing research for them.
Yeah,
and like doing small digs.
Mm-hmm.
But like the past, I haven't watched like the past two seasons, but they've been like
they're on like season six now.
Yeah, they've been going at it like crazy. I've enjoyed watching it though. I still every so often watch highlights of it.
Mm-hmm. I watched one highlight where they were digging up this one spot. I forgot. It was near the ocean, and they found a retaining
wall. Oh, the triangle?
No, I don't know, but they found a retaining wall of, like, old wood and stuff.
Like, it was in the ocean?
Maybe, yeah. I don't remember.
No, there was one episode where they found, like, the old drainage or, like, entry points for water to flood the cavern or the money pit.
Huh.
Yeah, and they found, like, coconut fibers.
Mm-hmm.
If you put enough coconut fibers on top, it's water resistant.
Okay.
So yeah, they find shit.
They find, but they're not gonna find, like, you know, in the last scene of National Treasure where they get down to that church
and they
open it up and they light the fire and it's just like this huge room with a bunch of treasure.
Oh, they're
like Egyptian treasure and gold and diamonds. It's not gonna be anything like that.
No, but like.
And I think that's what people are expecting with the show. But,
well, they also say the Ark of the Covenant is there.
Yeah.
And, like, the last cup or whatever it is.
Oh, the,
isn't it if you touch it, you die?
The Ark of the Covenant, yeah.
Yeah. I want to see someone touch it.
It's gone now, dude. It's destroyed.
Yeah, no, that's gone.
They destroyed that thing. But, there's no way God was going to let other people get their hands on it.
But if you find the piece...
But if it's not the full arc, would you still die?
I don't know.
It's a paradox.
What if there's like a bunch of like a gold deposit in the earth?
Or maybe God just
and there's some gold from that.
Mm-hmm.
You touch that gold nugget, boom, you're dead.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to find like huge amounts of treasure.
Oh, yeah. Hell, I do.
Dude, that'd be dope. Just like, there was some kid that found a shit ton of treasure. Like, he was just playing around, and there's like a.
You talk about out in California?
No, I don't know. I think this was in Britain. But he was playing around, and they have this mound, and he was digging in it, and he found like a shit ton of coins that was worth millions of dollars.
I was reading somewhere out in California. this couple was out hiking, and the dude just somehow found, like, an old, like, coffee can filled with coins that had been stolen from, like, the 1900s, 1800s from a bank. And it was, like, millions and millions.
Yep.
But out in California, they have a law, finder's keeper's law.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to keep it all.
Good. There was
even though it was stolen money, he could keep it since he found it.
Yeah, that's probably the one good law California has.
Yeah.
There's some other guy that found a bunch of millions of dollars worth of coins or something, and he had to give it to the government. It was in some other country, but...
Yeah, well...
That would suck. Imagine having just millions of dollars just taken away from you.
That would suck. That really would. But, like, no, I wish I could find buried treasure. You know how cool that'd be?
Mm-hmm.
Just digging it up, finding buried treasure.
Like the Arena Brothers treasure around here.
Mm-hmm. I heard it's buried up towards Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the urban legend is that it's buried somewhere in Reddington.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be someone else. I heard that there's a... I don't know if someone found it, but there's a whole bunch of, like, old, like, whiskey from the Prohibition era buried up near Chicago.
Mm-hmm, probably.
And, like, millions and millions of dollars worth.
Yeah.
Nowadays. Because, like, it doesn't go bad. It just gets stronger and stronger. So. Really? The Reno Brothers treasure is buried in Reddington?
That's the urban legend. But I don't think... I mean, someone could have found it and not told anyone. And just, like, moved away and then moved away. Yeah. Who knows?
Took it to a pawn shop.
Yeah.
You know, some crackhead probably found and traded it for some crack.
Probably.
Hilarious.
And it's just fun to be like, crack!
I'm going to give me a whole lot of crack today, boys.
Who knows what they did with it? Seriously, though.
No.
I mean, they could have spent it all, and who knows? And who knows? It might not even be, like, that much money.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that someone finds it would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, no, that would be pretty cool.
And there's not, I don't know. I'm sure there used to be a bunch of people, especially like right after they died, digging around Reddington looking for it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But then again, it could just be a legend.
Yeah.
It's not true at all.
What they wipe their ass with back then?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
They didn't have toilet paper.
Yeah. So they just sat there until it dried up and they could ride on.
No, dude, that's...
They just like use corn cobs?
No, I think that's what they did actually, dude. I think they took like the
like the part like they ate the corn off
while they were on the toilet.
But let's say they were cowboys in like Arizona or like Texas. Like they are.
They rode their horses bareback for a reason. Are they riding all the shit would just fly off?
Oh, that's nice.
You rub it on the horse.
I don't know what they would.
That's
do.
They don't have assless chaps. Like, rub it off in their horse's back.
Oh my god! Ew.
Yeah, that's
nasty. No, I want to say corn cobs. I want to say
I
want to
say
use,
they use like the sheaves, not the sheaves, but the leaves off corn.
Or maybe they have leather that they cleaned off in water and then they wipe their ass.
Oh, yeah, you know how like people blow their nose with
that
stuff?
Yeah, and then they reuse it.
Reusable.
We can start a handkerchief for their ass.
Hanker ass.
Hanker ass.
We could start that.
Oh my gosh, you could just reuse the same. You'd have to wash your shit off. Ew.
That's disgusting. I don't think you guys would make much money off that.
You know some guy somewhere would be like, oh my god, it's a fucking
handkerchief that I can wipe my ass
with. The hanker ass.
You know some, have you ever gotten like shit on your hands and you like wash it off and it still smells like it on your finger?
No.
Like, with soap.
Why did you smell it?
Well, I had to make
curiosity.
Sure
they were good. Curiosity drives mankind forward.
Like, if you wash your hands and then I guess sometimes you don't like wash it good enough.
You
just
feel
soap.
Like, you know, you just gotta smell your hand every so I'd be like, well, my.
Well, imagine back then if you had to like wipe your ass and you got like shit on your hands and you had no soap. So
dude,
it just smell like wet shit water.
Time out. All right. While we're on the topic of sticking your hands in something and smelling it afterwards, did you guys ever want to finger a girl and sniff your fingers afterwards? Just to see what it smelled like. You guys are nodding your heads laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a natural and clean.
Dude, guys just want to smell everything. They're like, well, just smell.
No, if someone farts, I don't take a big sniff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you do that all the time. I'll be like, someone will be like, I farted. You'll be like,
like, no, you didn't. Fucking liar.
No, you take like the biggest breath, though. It's just like so exaggerated. You'll just sit there and be like,
I don't smell anything.
No, you didn't. Well, I died. That's how I checked. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It stinks, guys. We need to leave the room. I'll take the downfall for
it's
the team.
It's like when I first saw you do it. It was really the funniest shit. I don't remember who did it, but they were like, safety. And you're like.
Oh, my God. Remember in the Agbarn when Josiah shit in his pants and I shit my pants?
So
the two shits combined made like the nuclear. Like, the atoms broke.
One smelled like something was dead, the other smelled like raw eggs. So like,
and they mixed together in, like, who's a 15-foot radius?
It's
disgusting.
Even Miss Hatter, even Mr. Schreier walked over there and was like, ew, what smells?
I didn't say I should. My pants would decide took all the blame for it. I told him, like, after that class period, did you jewel dead?
I was just checking it.
Oh.
Wow, we talked about shit for like a solid 10 minutes.
No, no, you want to hear another fun fact that I learned on the Joe Rogan podcast?
What?
Mainland Chinese people. They'll shit anywhere.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, they're in the fucking jungle.
Like, they'll shit anywhere.
Like, farming rice. Like, all right, Steve, I gotta go take a shit. Be like, all right.
Yeah, you know, imagine stepping in
no,
human shit.
No, Ari Shafir is like, yeah, if you ever want to go like on a real adventure, go to a Chinese shopping center. Like over there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be shit everywhere. They'll just like squat down and shit and keep walking.
That's weird.
Like, and like, I'm not saying this. Ari Shafir said this. I'm just relaying the message to you.
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, they'll just pop a squat and just take a shit right there.
Yeah, Ari's funny.
Do you know he started out as a doorman?
Out of Ari Shafir, Tom, what's his last name?
Sergeron.
It's something weird.
Yeah, it's Sergeron, something like that.
And then Joe Rogan and then Bert Kreischer, which is the funniest of those.
I love Bert. Bert and Ari.
I'd say Ari's up there.
I
just because Ari's just like naturally funny.
Yeah. No, Joe Rogan was saying that he was like...
I mean, honestly, out of the four of them, I think Joe Rogan's the worst comedian. Joe Rogan's not that funny. He's a smart guy, but he's not that funny.
I don't like it. He's not funny to me. Other people, yes, but not to me. I mean, like, some of his jokes I get, but I mean, I love his
podcast. The people that love Joe Rogan as a comedian are his diehard fans.
Yeah, which I mean, like, I watched his stand-up, like, his Netflix special. I mean, like, it was okay.
Yeah.
But I don't like political.
Yeah, I mean.
Comedy. I'm not saying it's, like, wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, you make jokes about whatever the hell you want. It's just not my taste.
Yeah, it's not that funny. No, Bert's pretty funny.
Oh,
Bert's like
shoot.
You need to watch those guys.
I have watched.
No, fuck you. This is Russia.
I definitely watch that. Ari Shaffir's pretty funny. I like him. My favorite comedian's Theo Vaughn.
Did you know he was in a cult for like 2 years? And then he left the cult and did steroids for like 4 years or something like that.
Yeah. He
said he was so jacked he couldn't turn his head.
That look at him, and he's a twig.
Yeah, dude.
That kid, that guy is just he's hilarious.
He's just natural. Yeah, that's how Ari is. Joe Rogan said that Ari's just naturally funny.
Yeah.
So is Theo Vaughn. Dude.
But Theo Vaughn has been living with like jokes his entire life.
Yeah.
That's how he copes with everything.
Yeah. No, who is it? Another person that I don't like their stand up is what's his name? Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
It's not that I love him as a person, but not his comedy is not my style. Did you ever watch his Netflix special?
Mm-hmm. Like I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Just comedians.
Like, it was okay. I mean I had a few chuckles, but I mean it's just not my thing.
Have y'all heard of Kevin Hart? He's
who?
My favorite.
Dude, his Netflix special was hilarious.
I sounded like Donald Trump.
Kevin Hart is my favorite. I almost said musician. He's my favorite comedian.
He's my favorite comedian. I can't do it.
I don't know.
No, dude, his Netflix special was funny.
That was another good one I watched. A comedian. Might be
Chris Rock?
No, Dil High, or whatever his last name is. He's a weird looking dude. He has like hair down to his shoulders.
I don't know.
He's decent. He's funny. Yeah. Him and Theo Vaughn are basically alike.
I like Theo Vaughn. Dude, I was listening to one of Joe Rogan's podcasts. And there's this one guy. Cacao. You know, the chocolate cacao?
No, what's that?
It's like the premium chocolate, like straight from the cacao plant or something like that. This guy.
Cacao, you mean?
Cacao.
Fucking idiot. Cacao. Trying to be French or some shit. It's cacao.
It's cacao. I go cool.
No, cacao is something.
Coca. But no, I just said it. What is it?
What is cacao?
Here's what I found.
Cocoa. I don't know. You probably
explain to me what cocoa is.
You could probably pronounce it both ways.
Yeah, but like this guy, he's a cocoa shaman.
So he does chocolate.
Yeah.
He does like chocolate.
Yeah, he was tea. Like he said he was over somewhere, in some foreign country. He's like, yeah, I'm a just cacao shaman. I was very intrigued. And he's like, yeah, I went online. I don't know where I'm going with this. But he's like, yeah, I went online. And I looked around how to become a certified cacao shaman. There's no certification. So I just, one day, I'm like, I'm a cacao shaman. Self-declared shaman.
Yeah, I'm sure there's not a lot of certifications unless you want to go to that tribe and be like, all right, how do I become your guys a shaman?
Yeah. That's interesting. He's talking about AI and like, how they can take, like, adult cells and do stem cell research. Like, they can take an adult cell and do something to it, make it a stem cell.
Weird.
Yeah. It's very weird. And then they can take that one stem cell and make, like, 500 eggs.
I don't know. I think stem cell research is good.
Do you think we'll ever get to teleportation?
You know?
I heard this from some, I forget who I heard it from, and it could be completely not true, but I heard that being able to teleport something is actually really easy, but putting all the pieces back together and making it work again is hard.
So
if you were to teleport yourself, you could be like arm up here, leg in the leg on your back, and just like completely messed up.
Or you could just disintegrate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I keep thinking of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What?
I don't know what he was trying to say. Me and Raleigh just had the longest like stare down.
No, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, they do that in it.
The teleport?
Well, like, they put him, like, in the TV or something. I don't fucking know. I don't know, man.
I think if we watched it, we might have an easier time understanding.
I don't know what we're doing after this now.
Watch it, John.
It's in the new Charlie.
The new one? Okay.
It's in the new one.
From Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp's wife is hot.
You mean ex-wife?
Ex-wife now, I guess. Amber Heard, or whatever her name is. She's hot.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen a picture of her.
But I mean,
Johnny Depp has been with so much shit.
Johnny Depp. I mean, Johnny Depp.
Dowdy Depp.
if you're Johnny Depp, he kind of reminds me of Michael Jackson. I don't know why, but when I look at him, I'm like, you're fucking Michael Jackson. I don't know why I think that, but I do.
You're fucking Michael Jackson.
you know who Johnny Depp kind of reminds me of? The one dude in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. He looks a lot like Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's crazy.
I know, right, man? It's really fucking crazy. It's almost like they're the same person.
It's almost like he's acting.
Dude, Johnny Depp has been through so much shit.
But you could just look at him and be like, this dude does cocaine all the time.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know if you have a pocket knife out and a line of coke on it,
mm-hmm.
It's like a moth to a light.
Dude, he's probably fucked up with so many things.
Oh, dude.
I was at work today, and there was this girl that came in, and she gave me her credit card, or her debit card, and I was like, holy shit, she looks so much like Meg Griffin, off of Family Guy. Like, it was an exact copy. And she was wearing a pink shirt and jeans and everything.
Really?
She didn't have the cap on, but she looked exactly like her, and she had the glasses, and when I looked at her card, guess what her first name was?
Meg.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
God.
I just started laughing, and she was like, I'm sorry, is something wrong? I'm like, no, I just thought of a joke I heard earlier.
Yeah, you look like Meg Griffin. Have you heard that one before?
You think she dressed like Meg Griffin just to...
like, fuck with people?
Yeah.
Like the Peter Griffin guy?
Oh, dude, he looks so much like Peter Griffin.
He really does, and he talks like him too.
That's the only thing. I wish I could do a Peter Griffin impression.
I don't know. I feel like that'd get really annoying. People coming up to you, hey, Peter Griffin.
Dude, you know what I saw online? We missed out on something in high school, okay? You know what it was?
We missed out on a lot of things.
Whenever we had a substitute teacher, we should have all switched our names around.
That would have been great.
You're Dylan. You're Riley. I made it.
Dude,
Mrs. Hawk would be like, Aiden, hello?
We should have done that with Mrs. Hawk. Like the third or fourth time she subbed for us.
Oh my God, dude.
No she would have been like, what?
I thought you were blonde.
Every time we switch names, too.
She would be so confused.
No. Like, I thought you were Dylan. No, I'm Dylan. We're all Dylan.
Oh, no, that would be so funny. Switch our names around, and then we all have the same name.
we both put on, like, a redhead wig, like, once we say it, we're all Dylan.
Oh, my God. You know we could have gotten, like, if we all had the same, if you were in our comp and themes class, we could have gotten our class involved in it.
We should start an acapella group.
I mean, that's... sure. And it is getting toasted here.
Yeah.
We should create a country song right now.
almost.
We go grab the folk guitar.
No.
I would say let's do our one that we normally do, but.
But yeah.
Vox might just demonetize us.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take my ordeal.
But yeah. So you guys like this studio?
Love it, dude.
For all you listening, I had a closet, a walkthrough closet. I ripped out all the shelving and turned it into a studio.
It's pretty nice.
Dude, I'm proud of myself with this.
It's pretty good.
I know, I'm proud of you too, dude.
Did you vacuum in here?
Like when I did everything, yeah.
They probably need a vacuum pad.
Oh yeah, like, because all these walls had holes in them from all the shelving.
Mm-hmm.
So I like sanded them down, put putty in them. Spackle.
Okay.
And I sanded it. I just spackled this whole room twice.
Oh, you did?
To get everything nice and smooth.
If you wanted to fix that hole, how would you do that?
You'd have to like put like something behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And spackle. You know what would be dope? Mm-hmm. If you like painted a room like a galaxy design, and then put like little dots and look like stars.
Like this whole wall of a galaxy?
Yeah.
If anyone can paint a whole galaxy, hit me up. My email is bartelstokentalk@gmail.com. No spaces, no capital letters.
Oh, and if they have any good questions or anything for us to...
Yeah, if you guys have any questions next time, email me them or send them to me on Anchor. By the way, Anchor is the best app and website you could ever use for podcasting. Shout out to Anchor. All
right.
But...
another podcast I like listening to is Bobby Lee's podcast.
I heard Bobby Lee's a weird man.
Bobby Lee is a weird guy.
Like,
the dude, he's pulling. I don't know what Kalila sees in him, but.
I don't know what his wife looks like, so.
His girlfriend.
Girlfriend. I mean, same thing.
Basically, nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, dude, going back to YouTube. That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really scary for all those content creators out there.
That make their living off of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree.
Especially if Steven Crowder was making all his money off YouTube, he would have to quit.
Yeah, no, he'd have to go get an actual job.
Mm-hmm.
Or get hired somewhere.
And that was...
Okay. What is cacao?
Cacao.
You say coca, I say cacao. But what's the difference? Both words are derived from the word thumbarama, coca, kaku. The toxamon, dude, I don't know half these words.
So basically there's two words.
It's basically the same thing. It's just
okay, it's
like
just...
the British spell color with a U.
Yeah. That's one place I've missed. Dude, this time last year I was in England.
Really?
Yeah. It's beautiful down there. Up there, I guess.
See, I don't want to go to England. I want to go to Ireland.
I mean, I went to both places, so. I will say this. I don't know why or what it is, but
you would think that the British girls are prettier than the Irish girls. You're wrong. You're 100% wrong.
They don't have crooked teeth.
Yeah, like, the Irish girls down there are up, I guess, up there, whatever. But they're so
over
good
there.
Looking over there across the pond.
No, dude.
Across the pond.
Apparently over there, the best way to notice if you're an American tourist, you have straight teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the dead giveaway.
Yeah.
You have straight teeth. Because over there, like, the more crooked, like, the better.
I don't think that's it. I think they just don't have good dental works.
No.
That's what I heard.
No, but it's like a thing over there.
To have crooked teeth?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it could be. I think I heard that too, probably.
Yeah. Dude, they're pretty modern. They're not like indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
They know dental work.
Yeah. Well, I just heard
it's just
have, like, good
just,
dental insurance, so no one got braces.
Americans are very like
pretty
like perfectionists.
Mm-hmm.
And over there, they're like, you know, if you have crooked teeth, they're crooked
teeth. They don't give a fuck, dude.
Ooh.
They're stoic people.
Yeah. You know what? I wish I was a Viking, not gonna lie.
And pillage all you want, dude. I'd be having so much fun as a Viking.
No, besides the rape part, I'd be okay with it. And killing, like, women and children, I'd be okay with it. Dude,
also,
just,
forget,
just...
They always had a lot of diseases, too.
Just out on the open seas, taking over countries, cities.
In the name of Valhalla, yeah.
Like, you could do anything you fucking wanted to.
Where did they get those kind of things? Like, Valhalla and stuff.
What's Valhalla?
It was like their heaven, yeah.
Oh, let's just think of it.
I mean, how did the Indians come up with their religions? They just, I mean, frankly, they just made it up.
Yeah. They just, you just kind of like, look, every religion's almost the exact same. Like,
facts.
Not like looking deep into it, but like overall. There's a God or gods. There's a heaven, there's a hell. It's all the exact same, basically. As an overview. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's not a good thing to get into. That makes people angry.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're
politics and race and gender and demonetization.
Yeah, Aiden here is actually pansexual.
He's non-binary.
Same thing. I don't know.
yeah, is that the same thing?
I'm actually
I don't know.
Asexual. I have sex with starfish.
Woo!
Thank you.
Congrats.
Asexual, you have sex with starfish.
Yes.
Because
starfish are also asexual.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
It's facts.
Dude, you want to hear something funny? I saw an Instagram post. You know where a starfish's mouth is? Right in the middle?
Is it like where their ass is, too?
Maybe.
Do you think we know where a starfish's ass is?
They got shit.
Ariel, the mermaid? The starfish were just sucking her titties the whole time.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no.
They were like, hell yeah!
Hell yeah, let me get some of that. Let me get some of that titty milk right there. Mmm. Nom, 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 nom. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, yeah. Give me
that. God, weird.
Who needs water when you got titty milk?
Hey, that's a good one.
Oh.
No.
We should create our own TV show.
Weren't you and Kohei coming up with a TV show at one point?
Maybe, I don't know.
You still talk
maybe,
to him?
Maybe, I don't know. That's what he used to always say. Yeah, I still talk to him on Snapchat.
You said I say that?
No, I said that he used to Kohei
crack
used to
open
that. Yeah, okay. You did it.
I got it.
Okay, that was starting to get really hot.
My legs are sweating. Feel it. Dude, I feel my leg.
Dude,
feel it. Feel it. FTB.
I have felt your
I
leg
said FTB.
Sweat.
I said FTB.
You
feel
how
it.
Many times I've slept
feel
with
it.
You?
Feel
you
it.
How many times I've slept with you?
No,
yeah, that's all over me. So
Dylan, you want to feel?
Yeah, you're definitely sweating.
But only on the legs. But yeah, no. So you like the podcast setup, babe?
I do.
This is Dylan's second time being in the studio.
Second time on the podcast. First one was
we need to get some recording done, dude.
That's facts.
You guys need to... I mean, you have plenty of beats. You just gotta make a song.
I know.
Yeah.
I could make a song with some of the things I have right now.
I don't have any beats right now. Like I have like a bunch of like little things I've cooked up, but nothing like too much. I've been too fucking busy.
Freestyle?
Kind of.
Dude, Marley didn't know I could play the piano. Fun fact.
Really?
I didn't know he could play the piano either until he told me he couldn't play the piano.
Yeah, Marley's grandma's in the nursing home right now. Because she felt she's getting there for something. And there's a piano. I start playing it, and Marley's like, what are you doing? I didn't know you could play the piano. I'm like, yeah.
I
learned
how to play
Nyla. In a way, I learned about Blackberry.
I was just piano work.
I'm not good at it, but I can play it. That's about my life.
The new one or the old one?
No, it's pretty much the same.
Well, he added more keys into it.
Mm-hmm. Probably the old one more.
Yeah.
It's more simpler.
Hmm. But yeah, no, dude, I got some pretty cool things in here.
This room's pretty decked out. Is that
Star Wars ship? This is an original Star Wars ship, actually.
Yeah, don't we used to have one of those, remember?
Yeah.
Got a shot glass. Got a Fortnite thing I wanted after prom. Nice. Yeah.
Fortnite's dying.
Apex is dead.
I tried playing it the other day and it took me so long to get in the game.
Really? Is it because no one's playing it? Damn. They had a chance.
They did. They ruined it.
But leave it up to EA to fuck it up.
I don't even know how they ruined it, but they ruined it.
It's because they didn't roll out anything new, and Fortnite literally stole everything.
What'd they steal?
The respawn.
Like, oh, they stole the respawn thing, too?
Yeah. How they could, you know how you could, like, revive your teammates?
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite introduced that. Fortnite is honestly, they're savage.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Fortnite.
Like, anything new they come out, like, any other companies come out with, Fortnite just, they just grab it.
Takes it, yeah.
Yeah.
Take it and put it in their game.
Mm-hmm. Which, so, I mean, it so is smart.
Then basically everyone's like, oh, well, what's the point of playing this now?
Yeah. You can play Fortnite and have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm thinking about playing Fortnite again. I suck at Fortnite.
I don't know, dude. Fortnite's so hard. There's so many, there were so many tryhards.
I just hate Fortnite, dude. I don't like the game.
Why?
I don't like how it's made, I guess.
I don't like the style.
I don't like the style.
The cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I could see that. Dude, the last time I played, actually played Fortnite, the map was still all grass. That was the last time I played it.
Well, they.
I downloaded it, like, the first week I got it, and I played it with ABD. We both hated it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That sucks, though.
Simple
about
time.
Apex.
Apex had true potential.
Right, we're running close to 30 minutes.
We're good. It should keep going to an hour.
Okay.
But.
See, I just didn't really, I don't know. I need to go back and try to grind some Battlefield. The new Battlefield is just.
What's that?
So bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
They just didn't. Well, first off, they made it political.
Yeah.
That's why everyone didn't buy it to begin with.
It's gone. Do you want to go fill it up, though?
So everyone didn't play it. The maps were stale. And, okay, World War II was fought across the whole world.
Damn it.
And they only have you fighting against either the British or the Germans. That's it.
Hey, I mean.
And they could have added more maps, more factions. And but they just
see,
didn't add
anything. I've never played any of those games, so.
The guns are, I like how they're doing the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps people intrigued. There's, like, certain events they have, and if you do a certain tasks, you'll unlock a gun. And that keeps people playing the game. So that's smart.
Yeah. That's the thing. You got to introduce, like, things into the game. Like, Apex, you could get everything in, like, a couple months if you really grinded.
Mm-hmm.
That's fact. I got that black skin, the Black Sparrow skin.
Oh, the long beak.
The legendary, yeah.
That's pretty sick. Dude,
I played with it for like another 2 days.
I played with Bangalore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I might play that again. Dude, I've been grinding on Minecraft.
Minecraft's making a big comeback.
It really is, dude. Mm-hmm.
It's because all the kids went from Minecraft to Fortnite to Apex and back to Fortnite.
I mean, like, servers are dead, though. Like, if you were going, what's that one that was really fun? Mineplex?
Yeah, Mineplex.
No, Mineplex is gone. It's been gone for, like, 3 years.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
Well, what was the other good one?
2 years.
What was
there's, like, another huge one.
Hypixel.
Yeah.
Hypixel's still alive.
Yeah.
Badline's dead, too.
Mm-hmm.
Badline's gone.
Badline's been gone for a while. MG, right? Whatever it was.
MCSG.
Yeah.
Oh, that's been gone for so long.
See, dude, I never got them. Like, I never played PC Minecraft, really.
Well, those were just your TV.
Oh, my God.
I used to have my own server.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember all the servers Pierce used to buy? And we'd play on it for, like, 2 weeks and then get rid of it and get a new one?
Yeah. I remember for the longest time,
yeah.
We'd be playing Minecraft. And we'd always, like, it always just... that Spark would ignite over Christmas break every year.
And
we'd grind it out for
mm-hmm.
those 2 weeks, but once we went back to school,
yeah,
it was done.
Yeah, no, I remember that. Those were fun days.
Those were fun.
I don't see where
I used to go home after vacation Bible school, like helping us out, and then I'd go home play Minecraft for hours. It was so much fun. I wish we could go back to that.
The simple days.
Yeah.
Dude, the farther you go in life, the harder everything gets.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. You learn too much about life and you learn how much you hate it.
I mean I don't hate life, but
not a big fan of it, dude.
But yeah, no, but like you said, the older you get, the wiser you get. Everything is just not as fun as it used to be.
Yeah, I see that. But that's why when you get older, you go experience new things.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But no. I think we should do Sober October.
Dude, no. That's the most fun time is October, like fall.
No, I like summer.
Dude, summer.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't like summer. It's
fall reminds me of the start of school and I hate it.
Well, you're starting this summer.
I'm starting Monday.
Yeah.
Back to school. I'm taking a speech class my summer.
You should have took speech, Aiden.
Watch out, Bubba.
I know, but since no one's taking it, so all I have to do is speak in front of the teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'll be easy then.
Yeah.
Are all these classes going to help you get your degree, or are you just taking them?
Yeah, I'll be out of there by spring.
But, like, are these going to help you get your musical technology degree?
It'll give me my technical degree. I only need, like, 14 more credits.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm only taking...
Huh?
Like, your general classes?
Yeah, like, just with my general class, I can get my technical degree.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then once I leave for spring, I'll already have my technical degree, so I'll be going for my associate's degree for my IEPY, or, like, the next 2 years, and then I'll be going, or for, like, my spring and then the next year, and then my last 2 years, I'll be going for my bachelor's.
Yeah. I'm kind of scared about college a little bit.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Just me so, like, I don't really worry about figuring out where to go and things like that. I'm sure
life will lead you down this path.
I'll be able to find more classes and things like that, but,
have you talked to an advisor?
Just, not yet, but, just, like, making friends and stuff is what I'm worried about.
Just be yourself, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you're pretty much already in a frat. You just gotta...
I know, but I heard that frat's kind of lame. So I don't know what to do.
We've heard every single frat's lame.
Yeah. I mean, every frat bashes on the other frat for being
lame.
So.
What I've heard is just don't join Fiji.
That's like the fuckboy frat, right?
Yeah. That's like the douche lord.
Yeah.
If your frat is named Fiji, you're a douche. Okay? I'm part of Fiji. Yeah, no, you're a douche.
But you know, though, that girls, what's when girls like, are you in frat? Like, yeah, what frat are you in? Fiji, they're wet like that already.
It's the Fiji water. Fiji.
It's the Fiji water.
We're sponsored by Fiji water here, Fiji.
It's probably all the rich kids.
No, that's what it is. It's like the rich kid douche. So I've heard.
Yeah, probably. All the kids that go to Zionsville.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Dylan McCain's frat is the best one. Other than Dylan McCain, yeah.
Okay.
From who?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I just heard that, that his frat is on, like, academic probation and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're about to get booted off campus.
It's a wild frat. It's like the frat you want to be a part of.
I'm ready. I'm excited, though, still.
I am too. I'm ready for it.
You feel like you're going to get bored, though, staying here?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I'm going to come up and see you guys every so often.
I want to try to see
you. I don't know how much I'll be able to get up there anymore, but I'll be up there as much as possible.
Yeah, Sam, I'll have to work all weekends and have class all week.
You could. Well, you don't have classes every single day, bud.
I know. Not during the summer. I won't.
What days do you have classes?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
See, I only have...
Because I'm taking four courses.
Are you on the 8-week? or the 16?
Eight.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Are you doing how many classes per 8?
Three. Well, because I'm taking one this summer, so I wanted to take three. Then that'll get me through faster.
What are you taking this summer?
The speaking class.
Oh, you're gonna have to write a lot of papers.
I know, that's why I took it this summer. Yeah. So I wouldn't have to worry about it, like, you know.
And in psychology, you're probably gonna have to write a lot of papers.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited for that. You said it was the study of the human brain and how we work.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, no, that's so awesome.
That sounds boring to me.
See, I love that kind of stuff. I like to learn how people work so I can use it to my advantage.
Well, I'm gonna minor in psychology.
I'm gonna minor in business, I think.
I'm gonna major in business.
Yeah. Business brews.
Business administration. Hell, one day I could be running Anchor. The best app out there for all your podcasting needs.
Anchor app. Get on with the Anchor app.
Anchor, everything you need there. You can do the it's the ultimate app for podcast on the go.
Good.
You can do it off your phone. Pretty amazing.
Is there some way that we could somehow get the Bartels Token Talk more popular?
Yeah, that's I'm gonna put it out on my actual Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys should shout it out too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we for the most part have the same people on Snapchat.
Yeah, but still, like the more publicity, the better. You know what I mean?
Put it on your Instagram story.
I'm gonna have to.
That's smart.
Yeah, no, Bartels Token Talk. I want it to be an actual thing.
YouTube though. That's probably a good way to get on.
Oh, yeah, no. I tried it on this earlier. Camera quality wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, if we want.
But literally, if you set up a camera right there, you get this whole side of the room. Yeah, I would just need one camera.
Yeah.
It would work. But I like, while we were still in school, I went through this one website, and it's just everything you need for a podcast, for like headphones. Mics, like it was three mics, three headphones, two stands, like all the wires and the adapters and like the boxes and everything. It's like $1,000, but that's for like everything quality.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, the Joe Rogan podcast is like best podcast out there.
He's like, I want to say he's number one.
I would say he is.
Yeah, I would say. He is the Jay Leno of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, not so much Jay Leno, but the Johnny Carson.
Well, that's how like podcasts basically came to be, is late night talk shows.
Yeah, that's basically podcasts are AM radio coming back, but for the internet.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like it literally everything technologically, it just does a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like TV ads, those are going out of style. The pointless.
TV ads.
Mm-hmm. Like, no one watches TV anymore.
Yeah, that's fine.
So.
Like, I downloaded the A&E app on my phone to watch Live PD.
Yeah, like, no one. Cable TV is going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be online. And then, eventually, that'll be out. And I guarantee we'll go back to TVs.
Yeah.
It's just like a circle. Like, literally, what we're going through right now is what we went through from when we went from, radio to TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going through, but from TV back to radio, basically.
Yeah.
And portable TV.
And someone will make something new up, and
we'll
switch to that.
Do you think there'll ever be a point where you're in VR
like all the time?
Yeah. Where you just, like, sit in a room?
Yes. Yes, because that's what people want it to be. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, one thing is that people are obsessed with getting so technologically advanced is that we're not going to be able to do anything. And because people are saying it, people are going to do it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
The same thing with the AI. Like, people are going to say AI is going to take over the world. It probably will, because people keep going for it. They keep trying to get better AI and just better AI. And like.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen because people are stupid.
Elon Musk is freaked out about AI.
Yeah.
You watch our podcast, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like warning everyone about it. Elon Musk is one weird dude.
He is weird.
He's very,
that's because he's so smart.
He's very methodical about everything he says. He thinks it through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, three lines ahead of what he's about to say.
No, you can see that in that Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah. Joe Rogan said that was one of the hardest podcasts he's done to get Elon to just open up. But that was interesting. No,
that was a fun podcast. I really liked it.
I did too. But no, I thought it was very interesting. Did you know that they bought him like a $20,000 couch?
Wait, who did?
Like the people at Tesla, they all put their money together to buy Elon a couch for Tesla. It was like $20,000.
Oh yeah, I saw that somewhere.
Because he would just sleep on the ground. But
does he have a wife or anything? Is he married?
I don't know, look it up. I don't know. No, it's future's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, no, it really is.
That's like one thing you don't think about though when you're graduating high school and all that. You just don't really think about the future. And then once when you graduated, you're like,
oh shit.
You're like, fuck.
See, that's the one thing I always thought about the future. I always like to think 3 years ahead. Not like everything, but like, you know what I mean? Like long-term goals. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm always doing. But yeah, these two are on their phones right now, so.
All right. Yeah, he is married.
Is he?
Yeah. He's pretty hot. What money can buy?
Dude, I didn't know she was, or he was from South America.
Yeah, his accent's weird.
He sounds like a robot.
Uh-huh.
He really does. He's
yeah,
a
no,
weird dude.
Definitely though. Like with that Joe Rogan podcast that he did, you could tell each question that Joe asked, Elon just sat there for a minute
and thought about it. Yeah.
Like he thought what he was gonna say, so he wouldn't get in trouble or anything.
Yeah, he's. Very methodical.
And then a little bit of blood, and then got trouble.
Dude, apparently the Tesla stocks, like, dropped after that.
Uh-huh.
Because all the investors got scared. A bunch of pussies.
Why would it drop? I don't know.
Because
people, Tesla looked bad.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. It was interesting. But no, it's just weird times, dude. Well, I feel like that's what people were saying 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what people are going to say 20 years from now. Weird times, dude. You know?
Yeah, everything is so uncertain.
Oh, yeah. For a fact.
Something I got to say, though, and legitimately, is that be thankful for the things you have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Other than the things that you don't have.
For sure. Because what you have, someone else wants.
Yep.
What you want, someone else has.
Mm-hmm.
And they want what you have. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Every time I think about that, I always think of this picture I saw on Instagram. What's like a dude with no legs, or a guy wants shoes
mm-hmm.
that some guy has, and then there's a guy that wants that dude's legs because he doesn't have legs, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You just always be thankful for what you have.
Another thing too is be thankful for the people in your life because you don't know how long you're gonna have them.
Oh yeah. For sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know that.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's one thing, like, I kind of didn't, like, I kind of took for granted.
Oh, I did, too. For sure. You don't know.
Uh-huh. You just, I don't know, you're too busy living in the present to think about the future.
I like to think about everything.
So.
It sucks to think about everything, but, like, I don't know, I like to think about... I'll take a topic, and then I'll think about it from multiple sides.
Mm-hmm.
Not just my side or someone else's side. I'll think about it from all around the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to do. Not to change the subject or anything, but... Aiden, can you tell them about the car crash you were in?
Which door Jake? Me and Nolan were in?
With Jake.
Yeah. Okay, so we were driving along over by Roxy Roller Rink, and...
Phone.
What about it? Got a problem?
Yeah, I got a problem, dude.
Huh?
Oh, are we gonna fire right here?
We're gonna go. Wait, hold on, DC.
Bless you. Bless you. God, Lord, bless you.
Yeah.
You don't have to sneeze
okay,
now.
And so and we went through that way to go out to one of our friend's house, and it was completely like there was no water or anything because it rained heavy that night, and so we went back through that area, but the road had flooded, so we were like flooring it through the water, and then all of a sudden I hear one of my friends say log, and then we both go on two wheels and we're like spinning out, and then we get turned all the way around and we land on our side, and then the cops came and none of us were hurt and we were good.
And now I want to hear from Dylan's perspective.
All right. That really summed up. He didn't
yeah,
really
I know.
Do it at all.
Yeah, I know.
But
lay out all the groundwork, Dylan, and build the top of it.
It was around like it was later. It made when we first went through down that road, it was flooded already. But we, like you said, we floored it through the water, so we were fine. We were in a truck, so it wasn't gonna mess up the truck too bad.
Yeah.
And so we made it to a friend's house and got his stuff, and we came back the same way. And a log drifted from the side of the road onto the middle of the road, with because the water was flowing pretty strong and it moved the log. But
How big a log are we talking?
It was a big fucking log.
It was a big fucking log.
It was maybe like
not a big log, a big fucking log.
I don't know. It was definitely. It was big. It was, you could tell, like, that was definitely a tree.
Yeah.
But, it was a, I don't know, maybe like 200 pounds.
Jesus.
Maybe more. It was big, dude. And it was long. It was like maybe 10 feet long.
So it covered the road.
Yeah. But it wasn't sideways. It was,
diagonal.
It was perpendicular.
Oh, perpendicular, yeah.
With the truck. So we were going on it straight, head on. And we were like going 80 down this road, blaring SpongeBob, like some kind of like what was
it? It was a SpongeBob trap remix.
Yeah. And we were just goofing around, being stupid. And then the guy in the passenger seat goes log, 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 and then he tries to. It was too late, and we hit it. We hit it head on, and he like jumps the log for a moment, and I thought, oh, we're gonna be fine. And then he lands back down, and it looks like he has control.
Yeah.
But he just completely loses control and spins out, and we land into a ditch. Like, and not.
And Aiden's claim to fame is that a beanie saved his life.
It is. if that beanie was, if I didn't have that double layered beanie, my head would have been popped right open. I hit that window so fucking hard, I was dizzy out.
But we weren't upside down. We were on the pastor's side. Door was on the ground in the water.
Yeah.
And one thing I remember is because we landed in a ditch and the ditch was flooded. So the lights were on still and they just flicked 1, 2 and they went out and I thought I died. And then he's like, no, it's okay, it's okay. I was like,
I know my first words were like, Dylan, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay.
I was really freaking out. I just didn't know what happened.
I got Dylan into that situation. Like, I was like,
I was supposed to be there.
Yeah, you were supposed to be there.
Yeah, because Jake invited me, and I was supposed to sit in the front seat. Mm-hmm. I wasn't Cooper Morrow in the front seat. I don't know why I don't remember that.
Yeah,
but
he was in the front seat.
And if I was there, he would have been in the back seat.
Yeah, that would have been weird. Because I was in the middle. In the back seat in the middle, they normally, like, fly through the windshield. And I stayed there. I was fine.
Because they're a good bitch rider.
I guess. yeah, and then we had to muscle the door open, and we all jumped down. The adrenaline's pumping. We were like, fuck.
Yeah, we were like, fuck, bro, come on. We were like all laughing at the end of it.
It was crazy.
Fuck, bro, fuck.
Like, if you were to look at the road or the truck after.
Oh, I remember seeing the pictures.
It was like, how did anyone live that?
You guys
I don't know, but
the cop was, remember when he was like, are you serious? No one is hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was, like, fucking surprised. We were like,
yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine.
You want a toke?
Mm-hmm. You want a toke, bro?
Dude, think the jewels saved your life.
That's facts.
How?
Think about it. If you didn't have that jewel, you would have been, like, a pound lighter. You would have flown right through that windshield.
But no. Right on through the windshield. Dead.
You heard it here, folks. Jewels save lives.
Jewels save lives. Jewel for president.
But no. Dude. Don't you mean, you've been in a lot of accidents.
Only two. But two for 18 years isn't a good sum.
You see, I almost died one time. A few times, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure you died quite a bit of times.
But this one time, you were in the car, actually. When we rode down to Florida.
Florida. That was scary.
No, okay.
That was scary
I was driving through Atlanta. And
Birmingham.
The Waltz.
Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wanted to drive in Alabama for some reason. And we're driving along, and I'm on the lane. It's like three lanes on each side. I'm on the inside lane next to the rail in the middle of the cement barrier. And right up ahead, the cement barrier, like, widened out a little bit. And there's, like, two pillars that came up and supported a bridge. Uh-huh. And I'm in that inside lane. There's this big old UPS. Not UPS, but, like,
U-Haul.
Like what your mom had.
Yeah.
And I'm going by. And this guy's starting to swerve. And I'm like, okay, I just punched it. And, like, I was going to fly past him. And literally, as I'm starting to fly past him, he's slowly getting into my lane more and more like this. And, like, I don't know how we didn't fucking die, but he just tapped our rear end, smacked into the barrier, and the whole thing's just shaking. Like, I look out of the rearview mirror, and I see the whole cab just hit the barrier line, shake, like, parts go everywhere. And then I'm like, apparently my knuckles are white from holding on the steering wheel so hard.
I was in the back seat. I was listening to Rainfall on a car roof, trying to go to sleep in the back of the car. Because I couldn't, the back seat was weird. I couldn't sleep.
Anymore. And literally, it was me up front. Delaney's in the passenger seat. Mary, or Delaney's mom was in the back seat. Ashley and Dylan was in the very, very back.
Like the third row.
Like the third row. And all I hear is Mary go. And then I see the truck just smack into the barrier. And then Dylan gets out of the back seat. What the hell's going on? And then, like, we almost died. He's like, God damn it, Riley. I tried to sleep for 5 minutes. Ugh. That was an interesting car ride.
Oh, that was weird.
That whole week was weird.
Yeah, that week was awful.
Not for me.
That week was awful.
Yeah.
Me and Zoe actually had a pretty good week.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys had fun.
Yeah, you freaking ditched out on us.
One thing that I know for sure now, 100% for sure, is if you are on vacation with your family and you leave your girlfriend back home, just dump her.
No. Because
it's not going to work out.
Freaking.
Something's going to happen within that week.
No. Look at me. I still have my girlfriend. We're fine. I didn't take one. Move the thing on you.
Come closer to me.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? My little AC unit. But yeah. Dude. I feel like this is a good podcast.
I don't want to work tomorrow.
I agree.
You guys want to end the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, guys. I'm going to get the microphone in here. Thank you for tuning in to the Bartels Token Talk this time. We'll probably have another one up next weekend, maybe. I plan on cranking these out once a week. So hope to see you there. Bye-bye.